The thick, clear liquid poured onto the mac and cheese. I heard my sister's footsteps and quickly hid the bottle in my pocket. As soon as she took a bite, my sister grabbed her neck and started to choke. As I watched, as she drew her last breath and fell to the ground, motionless, her eyes were still open. "This is for all those years," I whispered so no one else could hear me.
2 years later, I lay restless in my scratchy bed while the memories flow through my mind. People can be so clueless. The authorities never realized I am my sister's killer. They assume it was some rare food allergy. For a long time, all I felt was triumph. I gained the love and attention from my parents that I had always wanted. With my sister out of the way, I was invincible. Never did guilt cross my mind. At least, it did not until my sister's funeral. As I watched my family go up to her cold, still body, one by one, I realized that she had done nothing wrong. My sister had only been kind and loving to me. I repaid her by ending her poor life. What kind of human did that make me? No one even knew it was I who did the deed. I started having nightmares about my sister. Why would a person ever kill such a lovely human? What have I done?
Some months after these nightmares started, I woke to my parents whispering, "Come on, honey, we're going to take you somewhere where you'll get help." "Help? What kind of help?" All of a sudden, nurses and doctors filed into my room. "What are you doing?" I struggled. "Let me go!"
I wake up in a cold sweat. Where am I? I slowly glance around the room I am in. It is fairly plain, except for a table, bed, and what on earth is that? I see a glowing blue light in a corner of my room. I just lay there as it comes closer, closer, closer. The blue orb is now merely feet from me, and I can make out a human-like figure.
"I know it was you," whispered the figure. "I know."
She then dispersed, and I was left astonished. As I lay on my bed, wondering who that was, I began to feel woozy. Sudden realization came to my head as I realized that the figure was my sister. I knew she would come back someday. All the thoughts going through my head made me even more woozy, and I fell into a deep sleep.
Morning came, and the bright sunshine brought chirping birds with it. My nurse came in shortly after I woke. The nurse was beautiful and extremely kind. Laying on the silver shiny platter were eggs, orange juice, and the daily pills I had to take to calm my anger and prevent me from turning violent. A little tiny bottle filled with clear liquid was laying on the tray as well.
"What is that? What is that? No, it can't be," I belched.
"What are you talking about?" the kind nurse asked.
"The vial that's filled with poison."
"There's no vial, sweetie," the nurse coos.
I flutter my eyes, and the poison is gone.